Hi, everyone. My name is Scott. If I haven't met you, this is Jenny, and I'm thrilled you're here tonight, and excited for what God's got planned for us, continue to have planned for us. Really am. It's been a rich night already, huh? Yeah. I think it's been a rich night. I hope you all do. Oh, there's popcorn getters in the back. Pause for popcorn. I have a new, I don't know, Drew, if this is a new thingy or not, but I just would want to say the obvious. I felt a little insecure putting this on because does it look like I have a marshmallow right here? I think Drew went back there and got one of those marshmallows and stuck it on here just so I would feel uncomfortable. What'd you do, Drew? I knew you did it. Anyway, so I just want to state the obvious. So I don't have to be insecure about my floating marshmallow. It's part of what was given to me. So anyways, two quick things. One kind of big picture for us as a young adult queer community. And then one about how to have an amazing summer. Because you know, summer's right in front of us. As far as the temperatures getting dialed up. No, we all live in denial. It's not this time. It's not. Okay, it's going to happen. I keep telling Jenny, and she's like, wait, next week, the cool weather's here for a few days. And I'm like, okay, keep it coming. Give me some hope. That word that Kevin mentioned about come to unity, I just want to mention one little detail, something that's been coming to my mind more lately related to this. So in January, I woke up one morning, I shared this in the January Abide, but just if this is new, I woke up one morning and had a picture just in my mind's eye of the word community, and it was in a black backdrop, and the words are written like in a beige color, and I saw what seemed like the hands of God come and stretch it apart, and it separated in three words, said, come to unity. And I carry it in my heart for us, because I look around our community, and I'm like, man, there's a richness about what God is doing in us. There's a richness beyond your life group to other life groups and lives being changed. And there's a richness of what God's up to. And we're all part of a bigger whole, which is part of a bigger whole, Antioch Community Church, right? And the body of Christ, right? But this community, young adult and career, we're actually, you're part of something bigger that he's growing, that he's breathing life into. And it's amazing what he's up to. I get the privilege. We heard two testimonies tonight, which Antonio and Dan, thank you guys for courage. Thank you. Just God's story. It's God's story. I know these men, and they're humble, and they don't get up just for spotlight. They get up because they have to talk about what God's doing. So I get the privilege of hearing so many other God stories. It's amazing what he's doing in our community. And there's more, which is awesome. I'm so thankful. Okay, so come to unity. So we've been here about 4.5 years, and two other times I've heard this phrase start to kind of come out of people's mouths. I don't fit. And it's usually a few people, and they're talking, and they'll talk to me, and they'll say, hey, I don't fit here. And they'll tell me more. And sometimes it's people that are like grounded that have been a part of our community for years, and others that are new that have encountered God and experienced this life-giving community, but they're like, I don't know if I fit. Here's the reality. And what usually comes out when I just have conversations with these people is there's a deeper heart need that isn't being met. I'm not seen. I'm not known. Okay? And it usually goes something like this. I'm in my 20s, and everyone else is in their 30s and 40s. I'm single, and everyone else is married. I'm married, and everyone else is single. I'm in my late 30s, and everyone else is in their 20s. Okay, it's kind of funny, but it's maybe a knowing laughter, perhaps, from all of us in different ways. Okay, the way the enemy works to bring division is subtle thoughts that have a little bit of truth in them. There's a little bit of truth in that. You're right. You're in your 20s and others are in their 30s and 40s. You're right. You're single and others are married. Does that mean that you're not a part of this community? That means that you're a part of a rich, growing, vibrant community that God has plans for more in. Okay? So I want to bring it before you is that I'm hearing that a little bit more as well. And we need to do better. And I'm sure there's places to grow to figure out how do we love each other? How do we know to tear the bark? Which we're trying. And please take initiative. Please feel free to say, hey, pickleball day, or hey, we're going to go, or just feel free to gather people. Get to know each other. That's why we have abides. It's one of the many reasons we abide. But I just want to caution us. If you have that thought go through your mind, I work nights, and no one else works nights. I have to work 60 hours a week, and everyone else gets to work 40 hours a week. Do you guys get the point? Yeah. This little bit of I'm different, if we know if it's from the flesh and the devil or if it's from God, if we follow that pathway to the fruit in my life, if I believe it. The fruit in the life is I'm different. I'm going to pull back. And usually what happens is I get a few more people that feel a little different too. And I start talking about our differences. And now I influence, it's called gossip. I influence them towards isolation. And eventually I'm out. And I have accusation about you. That's the process. And we can't be those people. And balance here is I understand God calls us to different things. God calls us to different people. God has changes in our life. That's not what this is about. But just be aware in our own hearts. The I'm different is actually a whisper from our flesh. And the end goal is isolation and destruction that turns back to accusation. Okay? As a community, we're actually, God has anointed us to be rescuers. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but I see this, I hear the stories. We're rescuing people and it's beautiful. If you hear people say those kinds of things, what needs to happen is to come close. We don't need to correct. No, you're not. You're not ever. No. Come close. Go, hey, what do you need? I hear that. And if we, how can I help you? You feel that way. Tell me what you're missing. Usually it's I'm not seen and I'm not known. Usually it's a heart longing that we all have. And how do we find a solution for that? I'm not seen, I'm not known. Hey, what if we get people in our life group together and go to dinner next Thursday? And what if we just let you tell us who you are more? What if we host a game night at your house? What if we, and you take initiative to rescue people out of that place of isolation that leads to places we don't want to be? Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so rescue people. If you hear it, we're not correcting. We're not saying you're terrible. We're saying there's a heart need that's below that phrase. How do we help meet that need? How do we love each other? Because that's who God's made us to be as a people. Okay, ready? How to have a great summer. So here's we've been here 4.5 years, and yes, we've survived the heat for 4.5 years. And there's people like Tyler who has lived all of his life in this area and still lives to tell about it and smiles at the days ahead. But I usually around this time, I just want to mention a couple of suggestions because the heat does weird things to us. And it's true. It's really weird. So here's what, I the only thing I can compare it to, I grew up in Alaska. The only thing I can compare it to is a hibernation of bears. Okay, so follow my logic. There is logic to this, okay? Bears, like grizzly bears. Anyone watch National Geographic like about grizzly bears? Yeah, they're real. I've seen them. Okay, so here's what grizzly bears do. Listen. Okay. Everyone's tell their bear stories all of a sudden, which is fine. I have bear stories too, I could tell you, but I won't. So grizzly bears, they eat, they know the winter's coming and they eat, and they bulk up their muscle and even more their layers of fat. And then the grizzlies go into their own place and they hibernate. They have a hole in a mountain. They have dug out a hole underneath a tree and the winter comes and they hibernate for months on end. And then there comes a time where it starts to get warm and the bear wakes up. It's like they sleep forever. But it gets warm and they start to wake up. So anyone ever seen like a video of them walking out of like a bear hibernating out of its den? You got to watch this, John. You got to see this. You'll appreciate it. Anyways, it's hilarious. It's kind of what you feel like sometimes in the morning when you haven't slept enough. But the bear walks out of the den. I'm not going to do a bear. And he walks out of the den and his face is emaciated. He's skinny. His hair, their hair is usually matted. I haven't been close enough. I'm sure they smell bad. And they're alone. Hibernation does this to all of us. In my theory of life in Arizona, hibernation is actually in the heat of the day. where it starts to get really hot and we all want to just go inside and be alone and be like that bear. One day it'll get cold again. Can anyone relate a little bit to this? Okay. There's a tendency to want to pull back and try to survive the heat. But we don't want to be like those bears. Can you guys make the connection here? Okay. We don't want to be like those bears. We don't want to hide, isolate. We've stored up enough that now we just become emaciated and sleep the days away. Of course, we're all going to work. Of course, we're all doing life. But there's another level of community that we need in seasons ahead. So pull close. Okay, so here's my four. You got that one, Drew? I was lacking good creativity. So I just, this is a recipe for a great summer. Kadivaka. Is that how you pronounce that? Can someone pronounce that for me? Okay, anyways. Ready? Here's four things. One, lean into community more. Don't isolate yourself. Lean into community more. That means come to Abide. That means plan your Fridays for the first Friday of the month, except in July. It's the second Friday of the month. Go where people are meeting with God. Church is happening on Sunday. Show up hungry to give and to receive. I love going to church. It's kind of my job. But I've often thought, even if it wasn't my job, if I stayed home, I'd be like, what am I missing that God's doing right now? Yeah. Who is in that room that God had an assignment for me to pray for and I'm sticking it, I'm staying away? Okay? So be cautious not to pull away from community. Oh, it's a long day at work and this heat makes me really tired. I'm going to skip out on life group this week. It's a fun night. I don't need to go. Okay? Push into community. We don't want to be like those bears. We want to push into community. Okay, the next one is devotion life. That's the D, all right? Daily time with Jesus. It's relationship, it's not habit. But habit leads us to greater relationship. Okay, in the weekend, find a couple hours to be with him. Listen, if you never spent a few hours with Jesus, I want to challenge you to try every weekend. Lock the door, your Bible, your journal, and no agenda besides God, I want to meet with you. It'll change your life forever. Okay? Take the months ahead to say, I want to deepen with my life in God. You will never regret the moments you spend with him. If you need help to have like tools or devotionals or anything, ask your life group leader. We got lots of stuff we can help with. Okay? So community, devotion, gratitude. Be thankful in all things, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, the Bible promises. Sow in gratitude, and then you won't like it. You won't complain as much when it's 115 degrees outside. Or you go to work and all your coworkers are like, it's so hot, I'm leaving Arizona, this is terrible. And you're like, you have sown into gratitude. And so what comes out of you is like, man, I love my life. Right? Or Antonio's quote, I've found the love of life again, right? Is that what'd you say? Yeah. What if that comes out of our heart? But you know what comes out of our heart? How that's sown in there is gratitude. So practice gratitude every day. Five things you're thankful for. Write them down. Don't forget them. Share them in life group. If you're really struggling, practice gratitude. There's always something, God, I think you have air to breathe. Praise God, I'm alive. And the last one, it's flipped around. The F is fun. Go have fun. There is no reason because it's so hot outside that you shouldn't have fun. Has anyone ever been to the Children's Museum in downtown? Yeah. It is amazing. And you don't have to be a kid, I promise. You might be a kid at heart, but it's so fun. We took our girls there a few years ago. It was amazing. There are museums. Okay, it's been a few extra years, but I still love it. The local library, Jenny found out, has access to like museum tickets you can get for free. Yes. Anyone know this? Yes. Okay. It's hot outside, but it's cold inside. Go find some places that are fun. Go play putt-putt. Go to the water parks, have fun, enjoy the summer, make the most of it, and we'll have no regrets. We're going to come out the other end of this thing instead of going, phew, just like a grizzly bear, I barely made it. Or we go, oh, you came alive in this summer. Okay? Kadugaf. That's the recipe for a quality summer. Okay. Oh, boy. I was making myself laugh earlier, so there you go.